podcast. Thank you for watching, viewing, and subscribing. Episode 91.
We got Biscuit in the building.
What's good?
Biscuit's always in the building because he lives over there, right in the other room. But
yep. The studio, right over there.
What were you up to today, dude? You went on a little adventure.
Yeah, went out to LaBelle, past Lehigh. Took like a little nature trail. It was on like the river, Caloosahatchee River. That was fun. And then I skated Lehigh today, just for like an hour. Wish I could skate for more, but I got to come here and do the podcast. Important. But scoping out the park, good time to go. Trying to get ready for that event. Spread the word some here and there. So, yeah, go skate day.
Were there a lot of kids out there today?
Yeah, kids that aren't skating. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There was a cool scooter dude and his dad, and he was taking pictures and all that stuff. I was rocking with it, so that was cool. But that was it. Everyone else was just like, they're not even there for skating or scootering.
I know. That's how it was yesterday when I went out there.
How was that session with your new board? I didn't ask you about that.
It was good. It was really good. My big wheels, I like them. They're not as good for flat ground. I mean, they're brand new, so that's what you expect, you know?
Definitely gotta break them in.
Yeah, gotta break them in, exactly. But for tranny, they were really good, too. Riding on the ramps, they were solid. I was locking in good. I was doing my thing. It was fun.
Did you get any new ones yesterday? You do any big spin stalls?
Nah, I didn't.
I love when I see you do that.
I barely got to skate the ramps yesterday because there were so many kids. There were so many kids and not enough skaters to like really.
Sounds like they need some skateboards.
Yeah. I know. They do need some skateboards.
I'm stoked for this event, bro. I've been working on the flyer and just like it's going to. How did you guys do it the 1 year, like 3 years ago or whatever? Because I feel like I haven't done anything for Go Skate Day the past 2 years. I have not done anything, which is a disgrace.
The most recent one was that Game of Skate that you like helped put together, that last flyer, November 7th. And that was sick because we had a pretty good group of people. How many games of skates did we have?
It was solid, yeah. We had like, I think the prize like was like $100.
Yeah.
Or no, I don't remember. But it was probably like five. Well, how many games was it? Like 10 games of skate or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I think it may have been like 7.
But yeah.
Something like that.
And then the previous one with Will Davis and Lovell Skate, that one was 2017. And that was a cool turnout too. And what did we do then? I don't know if we did. Did we do another game of skate?
We went. It was a game of skate. Like, it was one game of skate. One big game of skate.
Whoa.
And then it ended up raining at the end, and then we had to take it under the pavilion, right? Yeah. And, like, even people were, like, stoked about that. Like, it was, like, raining, but we went under the big pavilion there at the Lehigh, at the park. But I don't want that to happen again, but if it does.
That is the cool part about veterans is, like, they have that pavilion, and it's perfect for flat ground. I love skating flat ground under there.
Yeah, that was that time. And, yeah, that was sick. You were growing up something.
Yeah, yeah, y'all brought a grill.
We had a canopy going. And then, yeah, that was really sick. That was a nice, like, that was so dope. That was a cool turnout. Especially with Lovell Skate. Where's Will?
I know. Yeah, I haven't heard from that man in a long. I saw a YouTube video of his the other day, and I showed December, and I was like, she's like, Lovell Skate. Or no, she saw something of mine that had that logo, Lovell Skate. And she's like, what's Lovell Skate? And I was like, oh, it was, you know. Come and gone. Yeah, Legend. It was like, it was dope. I was like really stoked about Level Skate.
It was, dude. Level Skate was amazing.
But
our game of skate and our contest, skating with snacks and everything, that whole contest that we're doing this upcoming, you know, that we're about to get
into.
It's going to
be a little different.
That's going to be legendary.
Yeah, dude.
I agree. We have, what, a handful of, like, filmmakers come in. Bunch of cameras will be around. Got to set up some tripods, get some backup angles, just, like, get some, like, good clips.
Yeah.
We'll have like, a cooler full of, like, free healthy snacks, like, some fruits and stuff, and some water. It'll be ice cold, so everyone will be hydrated out there, like, killing it. So.
And the house does have a Costco membership, so if you wanted to roll out to buy some ingredients in bulk, we will possibly have some heartier food while supplies last. We could, like, cook some hot dogs.
Let's do it. Sure. I mean, like, that'll be so much fun. Because,
dude,
bring the grill.
I feel like I've said this a lot on the podcast, but like that I distinctly remember that at Fort Myers skate park. You remember whenever Dad used to take us there over the summer? Like, we'd go like every weekend or something, me, you, and Zach. And I remember they had skate contests that were just like big events that, like, to me, it felt like the whole like skate community got together, because like you'd see people from like all over town, like older kids, younger kids, like kids who were just starting skating, all coming together, and the skate shop would cook burgers, and they'd be like $1 a burger or something cheap, just to like make a little bit of money. But like, they weren't doing it to make profit, they were just doing it to like, and they were the tastiest burgers, because you were like, you remember them? Do you remember this?
I think I had one.
Kind of.
Because you were little. You were a little, little kid whenever we were doing
pictures.
This. Because I was little. And I remember Marshall Nicholson at those events, too. And, like, he encouraged me to, like, get better at skating. There was one time he, like, saw me doing some runs. And there was a contest coming up. And he, like, pulled me aside. And he was like, hey, I see you doing some tricks. If you, like, find out something to do on this quarter pipe and, like, figure out a way to tie it all together, you could, like, put together a cool run for the contest. And when he told me that, I was like, because I was just like a little 10-year-old kid or something, like didn't even think about it. But then I entered that contest, and that was the 93X or 99X,
okay.
99X
yeah,
games.
Yeah.
And I got in like third or something like that.
Dang.
And like, that's why I love skating, dude, because of that like camaraderie, that community, and like, and you're so beat and you just need a water, and oh, they got water bottles. Hell yeah. And then you see all these brands you've never seen before. Oh, they got sticker packs for free that you can just grab a poster or a sticker pack.
That's going
to
happen.
Grab it. And we don't have like quite enough resources to do something like that, but with what we do have, this is going to be a dope event for real.
Yeah, I mean, we have what? We have skating with snacks, Professor Shred. Yeah, stiff boards.
Roadrunner.
City of Palms going to be there too. We're all going to be there. And then also, who am I leaving out? Tiles, Skate Crew, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
They're making stickers. They want to make shirts, too. So, like, just all coming together. And I'm sure, like, we got boards to give away. Like, we have, like, full completes to give away to kids that don't skate. So, that'd be sick to see some, like, kids get really excited about starting skating because we gave away, like, a dope board.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's going to be a great event. The flyer is going to come out really sick. Once the word gets out there, like, even when this podcast gets posted, like, it's on. It's official.
And we're accepting donations, too. Like, we'd like, not even, like, monetarily, but I'm saying, like, skate equipment. If you got, like, old boards, we can remind you at the end of the episode, too. But if you have, like, old boards or wheels or bearings or especially trucks, like, anything just laying around that is just gathering dust in your garage, we see big like squads of kids that don't have boards, they just run around the park and like roll around on scooters giving it to someone like that who doesn't have the capability to get a professional skateboard.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and they love skateboarding too. It's just like, I see these kids using the ramps and slides all the time. That's so annoying, but like, honestly, you just kind of want to like also see them try it, or like get skateboarding a try, like if they really like.
Yeah, these kids are trying gnarly stuff, bro. Like, just, like, on the...
Yeah.
You see the kids that were, like... They were older. They're, like, teenage-ish. But, like, they're riding a shopping cart down the big court... down the huge slope.
Oh, my God.
Were you there for that? Who was there for that? Was it just me?
I don't remember.
Bro!
Oh, no, I was there for
that. Yeah, because she hit the rail.
Oh,
she was going down, and she's in a shopping cart. Going
that.
Down the thing, and she's going full speed. And there's that the flat bar, the blue flat bar, like, in the middle of the park. And she's cruising, booking it. And she's going straight. And then she just...
Bam!
Just flies out of it.
I remember that.
Yeah, if you're going to try that, get a skateboard.
She got messed up, too.
Yeah. I mean, she seemed fine.
Yeah. I can't believe that she did that, though.
Oh, I know. I know.
I cannot believe
that. I'd be scared to try that.
And I can't believe the guy did it right after.
I know.
After seeing that.
After seeing her.
He did good, too.
I feel like with Lehigh, the more popular skateboarding will get, or just like that park will get as well, hopefully fun, like a newer skate park for it, like some cooler obstacles. Because that's still a big-ass skate park, like pushing forever, and like the obstacles are spread out, like you could totally add some more cool shit all around.
I know, right?
All around. So,
and like, thinking about how things have changed since we were kids, like whenever you started skating, Kyle, what was like happening around the skate scene around here? Do you remember, like, was TC's skate shop?
No,
because like when we were kids, we had TC's skate shop, which was dope, you know, Sean Frick, pro skater, like Todd Collins, all those dudes, like Brotherhood guys. Then there was Brotherhood Skate Shop up north by Edison, and then the Sanctuary Skate Park, and then became Fort Myers Skate Park, Brotherhood Skate Park, like all that. And then there was Bonita Skate Park ever since I was a kid. Lehigh Skate Park.
I never even saw the half pipe at Bonita Skate Park. I never saw that big old half pipe.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
No,
what?
Never saw it.
That was legendary. Even that, I remember going to an event there because Chris Puerta was like legendary in the skate scene at that time because he was like my age, what, 2 years older than me. But he was doing like tricks down the handrail at Bonita, and he kickflipped. There was an 8-stair behind the half pipe, and I don't think either of you would remember this, but there was an 8-stair, really narrow, behind the half pipe. It wasn't for skating.
That.
It was for getting up to the fucking bowl.
Yeah.
It wasn't for skating, and he kickflipped it. Like, I remember seeing that, and he was like 12, and I was probably 10. And he kickflipped it, and he had like a video on Facebook or MySpace or something, kickflipping it. And I was like, whoa. And I remember seeing a picture of him doing a crook down the four block, just in like some ripped ass jeans, little kid shit, just like 12 years old, killing it. And then there was a skate event at that skate park, and it was packed, bro. I remember being intimidated because I didn't really know how to skate that good. So I was just like off in the corner
at
by
Bonita?
The half pipe. Like, yeah,
wow.
Bonita Skate Park back in the day when they had the half pipe there. Legendary, dude.
Wow.
Gotta bring that skate park back.
When that shit closed, that was heartbreaking, bro.
Yeah.
I wasn't even in the state at the time, but it was heartbreaking.
Met a lot of cool people there for sure.
And seeing, like, bro, seeing, like, people's lives touched by skateboarding. Salvador is a great example. I legit remember, like, when I was in college skating B3 in my free time, seeing him and the other, like, squads of kids, and he was trying to ollie up the mani pad, the little, like, 6-inch mani pad, trying to ollie up it. And that's what him and the kids were trying. And, like, and at that time, they were just, like, the kids kind of, like, pushing around, like, trying to learn how to skate. But now, Salvador is killing it, bro. Salv is so good at skating.
I know.
Every clip on Instagram, he's got, like, 3 new tricks or something.
I know.
He was trying to blizzard flip down the quarterpipe gap, bro. Because he's got back threes on lock. He was trying to blizzard flip it.
And he stuck it. Yeah.
And he's filming a video part. That is, I'm excited about that, dude.
Me too. He's been hiding that.
He's gonna hard flip some big old gaps, I hope.
Yeah.
See what he's up to this weekend. See what he's up to.
Mm-hmm.
See if he's trying to do something tomorrow. Go get some street clips.
I just feel like we need something to like connect the cords though, because like there's still like there's people like us who like are still skating, still part of the community. There's all the Brotherhood guys still skating, still part of it. But like, there's not a whole lot of like focal points around the cities to like tie us all together, you know what I mean, like bring us all together. There's no parks or skate shops.
Yeah, the more if we get at least those parks back, we really needed those two skate parks, and it's just sad that all happened.
Why
like
don't
the
you
world
think
shifted
skate,
like that?
Why don't you think skate shops work really in our city?
Because
I don't think
of the
we
skate
have
parks.
A solid good one.
And here's why, dude, and I've thought about this a lot. Skateboarding is not very profitable. Like, skating, like, I don't think you get, I've heard, I don't know because I haven't, like, owned a skate shop or whatever.
Boards $60 a piece?
But you don't make a lot. Like, I've heard with hard goods, like shoes and boards, you don't make a whole lot of money off of them. So if your entire business is selling skateboards and skate shoes and trucks and wheels, like, hard goods, then, like, you're not going to make a lot of money. You might make a lot off clothing sales, like, off t-shirt sales and stuff like that. Like, I'm sure that's why Zumiez makes hella money, because they have, like, a huge clothing selection and stuff. And, again, I'm just, like, I don't know this for a fact. I haven't owned a skate shop. But I do know that the shops that last and that stay for a long time, like Familia Skate Shop and shit like that, the reason that they're able to stand for so long is because they do things outside of just, like, the business of retail skateboarding. They do like skate events, they have a skate park, or like they do things at local skate parks and like build DIY spots for like the skate community. And like the skaters support the shop because that's like what that city's skateboarding is, you know what I mean?
That
like
sense.
That's where you go. Like TC's was like sense. That at that era. I was a little too young to be a part of that like group, but I remember being a little kid going in there to get our first skateboards and seeing them, like, seeing the guy, older guys hanging out in there. And that's, like, what they did. They'd go there in the morning or, like, after work or whatever, hang out, go skate, like, film video parts and shit like that. And that was where, like, skateboarding happened, was that skate shop. So it wasn't even, like, the success of it. I'm sure the shop didn't make a lot of money. It wasn't, like, super – it was just enough to, like, keep the lights on probably. But it eventually closed because, like, there's not a whole lot going on around here, you know? There isn't a whole lot of, like, skate events. There's not a lot of big skate parks. There's Edge – which has been thriving since, like, it opened, probably, because it's huge. It's a giant, like, million-dollar skate park, or I don't know how much it costs, but, like, they have that huge concrete bowl, huge snake run. Like, it's like state-of-the-art skate park.
And it's a rec center, so you have to be tied in with other things.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, and it's expensive. But even aside from that, like, you look at other cities around us that, like, have dope parks, you know, that people travel to go to, like Bradenton and, like, Bradenton Park. People travel from, like, probably other states to skate Bradenton, you know what I mean? Because of how good of a skate park it is. Right. And we just don't really have something like that around here. So it's hard to, like, have that dope core skate community. At least that's my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's that's valid.
I mean, there's that's why it's a shame, because there's so many people around here who, like, want to make something out of skating and want to, like, start brands and open skate shops, and, like, that's kind of their dream, you know? It's just really hard to do when you don't have a lot outside of just the ins and outs of business.
And I still think a lot of people want to skate. Like, people still think skateboarding's sick. I mean,
oh, it's growing so much.
Yeah, it's growing a lot, and
more accepted than ever.
Yeah, they want to skate, but they just never get pushed, and we don't have no, like, cool, like, really all it is just smooth surface, like, or some good, like, flat ground spots, like, or something. If they build, like, I don't know.
Having a plaza would be perfect.
Yeah, every, like, community park near a school should have one, I think.
Because think about places like Love or, like, Embarcadero or...
Really, in Florida, it's just sad because, like, we just need more, like, cool activities to do, I guess. They're just, like, taking it all the way. Like, the Carl Drews roller rink. I would love to have an outdoor roller rink again. Like a smooth surface just for that, too. I think skating with snacks could be a part of, like, roller skating, too.
Yeah.
Like, have some, like, music, tie the music in with roller skating, bring some snacks. But, like, you know, just like, stuff for kids to do to grow up. I just feel like shit's just developing too much. Communities.
Yeah.
They're not focused on, like, I don't know.
It's a different time. It's like the age of tablets, bro. I've been hearing, like, kids, they grow up with these tablets and iPads, and, like, it's almost like since they're infants, they know, like, you know, like, Brendan and whatnot. Like, he knows the ins and outs of tablets more than, like, adults do, because that's what he does. Like, that's his form of entertainment, and that's, like that for a lot of kids. And it's cool. Like, it's like, I'm not speaking against technology, because I think it's dope in a lot of ways, but it's also, like, I feel like kids need to be out playing kickball and, like, scraping their knees and, like, stuff like when we were kids, you know? And not to sound like an old man, like, well, when I was a kid. But I feel like that's important to get physical activity. That's why they had Play 60 and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's why I love St. Cross Elementary, that school, so much, is, like, they have their gates open and, like, they just allow you to come in and just use their grounds, what they have and stuff. And, like,
I know,
all these kinds of different sports are happening. You got soccer, you got baseball, like, all this.
Yeah, there's a certain unity to it, bro, just in that, like, little area.
As long as you're doing what you're doing and you love doing it, like, that's what, like, even if there is shit going on around you, like, they don't care, they don't mind.
Yeah.
It's just, like, being active is just, like, important for your brain. It's just healthy, too.
Yeah.
Keeps me going.
That
me motivated.
That's what was so dope about that, what was it called, Fishhawk or something like that? That park we went to, that it had like a Three Oaks Park vibe, where, like, it was like San Carlos too, where there's baseball field here, basketball court here, like, soccer field here, people doing things in all of those regions, and then in the center there was like a skate park as well.
Oh, that was
so
Apollo,
like,
Beach.
Apollo
Beach? That was definitely Apollo Beach. The one with the dog park. Or no, you are
the one that we went to last. Oh, it was like dark.
Hog. Okay, yeah, it was Fishhawk.
Yeah, we went at nighttime.
Yeah,
but it was like that. We're like, you know, we have parks around here.
That was Memphis, Florida. That was what was that? That wasn't.
Oh yeah, it wasn't Fishhawk. You're right. You're right. I don't remember what it was called. Because we went there at the very end of the day. We were both dusted.
Florida Blackstone Park.
Yeah, I thought it had something black to do with it. But it was sick,
why can't
bro.
Fort Myers get some
right, like, think
like
we have
that,
a Sterile
bro.
Park, we have Carl Drew's, we have Three Oaks Park, we have like all these places just in
and
this little
10-mile
radius.
Too, like right next to schools. And, like,
bro, imagine if Three Oaks Park had a dope skate park, like Three Oaks Middle. Like, just walk across the road, bam, you're there. Same
bro,
with B3.
Bro,
that's what B3
ever,
was.
Have you ever been to the field at Lakes Park, like the grass field?
Yeah,
that's like that big grass field. Like, put a skate park there.
Yeah.
You could still have, like,
Lakes Park. Lakes Park would be amazing as well. Also, because you have to pay. Technically, you have to pay to be at Lakes Park. Like, you don't.
Yeah, but
you don't have to pay to park.
Pay
but like, you're supposed to pay to park.
Lakes Park's different though. There's no school around there.
Nah. Yeah.
And it's not. It has to be like a part of like a commute. It has to be like convenient for like buses and stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
And like, I don't know. Benita's perfect. Lehigh is in a school. Lehigh Rec Center is literally right there, right next to the school. There's like a big giant indoor basketball court. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, that whole area, that whole Lehigh Park, like literally perfect. They killed it. It's just their skate park could be a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it was a lot better, they'd be breeding out like so many good skaters.
And that's the thing is they probably just did that as a city. They probably just hired like general contractors, just some sort of like construction type team to build that, not like a skate park organization or something, like California Skate Parks or Team Pain or something like that.
That's also why this event could be super important. This could really help push toward like getting a new skate park design, like getting new funds, like getting people attracted from out of Florida and stuff, or like even just big donations, like big companies, like successful wealthy people who do own land in Florida. Like they could definitely help out if they want to see that in their community. Like in Lehigh, I mean, just start. Got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Got to start somewhere for sure.
Yeah, we've got an idea for a petition too. Like, I want to try to have it done. Like, definitely gonna have it done by the skate event. But we're thinking about like, I just don't know exactly how to go about it. Like, because we have to be specific on what we're asking the city to like do. And I'm 100% confident we could get hella signatures from everyone. And I think I was telling you our idea where we want to have also like a side booklet to that won't technically be like petitioners or like petition signatures, but because kids can't technically sign petitions because they're not voting age or like registered to vote or whatever, but have one for kids to sign too so that they can say like,
is that legal?
What?
Having kids sign?
They don't have to sign their name, but like write something. They could just like write like a little message, just write their name, Brandon, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like Brandon, age 6, or something like that, just to show. Because I feel like that'd be touching to where if we
that would
showed
be sick.
And if we did that for months, we could get hella signatures from voters and show the city, like, look, these are all, you know, we got 3,000 people that like agreed that this is a good idea for Southwest Florida. And then they it, like just even just flipping through that book of seeing what kids say, see what the actual kids say about like this idea.
And it can
be powerful.
It's definitely different views from all over, from different like cities. I think Estero's due for a skate park too. I feel like a lot of people would like a skate park around Estero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Estero Park would be perfect.
FGCU. Yeah.
And dude, I want to start having the conversation. Like, I honestly want to like, because you've already got the ball rolling in Bonita. That's happening already.
Yeah,
we're already getting like there's already people who have gotten the ball rolling in Fort Myers, and we're trying to help them too. But Estero, like just seeing the process of the Estero Aldi being opened and like all the little stipulations that like held that company.
They have
from
a rec center. They have a rec center with plenty of land.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had like contacted the Estero, and they said to send a really good email, and I'm gonna send that like very soon. So, you know, as long as I send an email saying, like, yeah, we believe it's needed. And also, just, like, we've been working on the website and getting the licenses and stuff. So, it's all piecing together. And just, like, when it's all, like, when it feels so natural, it'll just be hitting, like, city councils pretty hard. Just, like, emailing them. Emailing everyone. Shoot, get everyone involved, even out of state. Tony Hawk, Ryan Lay, all those really important people. Just start emailing them like crazy.
That's true. Tony Hawk, get at us. We need a skate park in Fort Myers.
Yeah, that
they will help too, for sure.
They will.
We got like
skaters supporting skaters.
We're gonna have a handful of filmers.
Nine Club. We'll get the Nine Club involved.
Yo,
Nine
they could
Club involved.
Starts with this
Kelly,
event.
Where are you
for
at?
For sure. Get some good footage. We'll have a bunch of filmers there. Some filmmakers there.
Yeah.
That looks sick.
That'll be big too. Doing a little like documentary or just like series of videos to just showing the power of skating, you know, because we understand it because we're skaters, but like people who just see skating as just this little physical activity where you like roll around on four wheels, they don't see it like we see it. This is like, it's crazy, bro. Like we talk about it all the time, but skating is this like, it's unlike anything else, you know what I mean? It's just unity, bro. That's the best way I could say it. It's just unity. It doesn't matter like your wealth, it doesn't matter your skin color, it doesn't matter your religion or outlook on anything. If you skateboard and you do a buttery ass tray flip, everyone in the skate park is gonna be like, oh shit, that's what's
definitely
sick.
Needs
unless
to
you're
be.
Like a murderer or something, and then you should probably get out.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't break the law like that.
Yeah, fuck that. Definitely needs to be more initiative in the community we have now, because it did die out.
Yep.
Oh, it's so sad. I mean, but it needs to come back, and it will. It will definitely come back. We're trying.
We're bringing it.
Yeah.
Ball's rolling.
We're going to do our best.
You guys want to take a break? Switch camera angles?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. Oh, camera stopped. All right, enjoy the ads.
Yeah.
Because imagine, like, I was telling Kyle, I'd be really cool to build a quarter pipe like the one that was given to us, but make it twice the length. And imagine, like, bringing that. If we had a trailer or, like, trucks or a couple trucks or something and, like, just posting up. We could post in a group chat, say, like, hey, you know, December 12th at 6 p.m., we're going to post up at Three Oaks Park or, like, something like that.
Oh, just, St. Carl's Elementary would be sick.
Yeah,
especially
that would be,
like,
pop-up skate park.
Like, a successful, like, non-profit organization if it was, like, able to, like, contact a school and be like,
you
hey,
know,
can we get permitted to,
the
like...
The school would probably be cool with that,
yeah,
too.
For sure. I mean, we've been
pop-up
skating
skate
there.
Park.
We've been skating there for, like, 8 years
since
now.
We were little kids.
Mm-hmm. Like, 8 years ago, I think, like, I was even, like, I was living, like, that was, like, kind of, like, my backyard. All it took was, like, two blocks, and I was there. I was skating there. I lived around St. Carl's Elementary for a while, and yeah, perfect flat ground. Always been skating there. Never been yelled at. Never been, like, confronted. Yeah. No.
You know who else might be cool with it is Carl Drews as well. Because I remember as we got older, they started talking about, like, liability and stuff. Like, they said we could skate in the parking lot. We just couldn't bring any ramps because of, like, liability or something. But I wonder if there's something we could sign that just mm-hmm. says, like, bro, if we break our shit, we're going
now
to doctor ourselves.
Yeah. Now that we have an organization, all this stuff is definitely more approachable.
Yeah, definitely.
As we're older and stuff.
Because we could possibly, like, as it grows, we'll get insurance and stuff. So, like, if we host skate events and a little kid,
yeah.
like, busts his elbow or something, like, scratches up his elbow and needs to, like, go to the doctor or something, we could cover it. Because, like, that's just what businesses do. You know what I mean? Action sports businesses. That's what they do. But imagine a pop-up skate park. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be the dopest shit. And we could paint all the ramps the same color scheme.
Yeah.
And just, like,
that
big
would be
quarter
a spot
pipe,
for
big kicker yeah. ramp, several yeah. rails. Like, we... I want to get that. I want to know where that rail. Do you remember the rail? Jake Romer had it. And first it was Kyle Happel's. Then Kyle Happel gave it to me and I had it at my mom's house. Then I moved to college and I gave it to Jake. And Jake had it at his house for years. And then Jake gave it to Will Davis. And Will Davis offered me his skate ledge the other day that he has in his garage because he says he needs space. Offered it to me. And Jake commented and he's like, hey, could I get that rail too? And Will says he doesn't have it. So where did, and it was taller than the rail we have, the green one. It was a little taller,
yeah.
but it was a round rail. So we could like.
I never skated that one.
Bro, it's sick. It's black and it's a round rail.
I've
and
never skated it.
It's got like rubber pads, so it doesn't scoot.
Oh, maybe I have skated it before.
So it doesn't slide.
Once,
it has rubber.
Once.
It's sick though, bro. I want to know where that rail is.
Yeah, we need to stack as many obstacles as we can, many rails, ledges, bro. Throw it in our garage, but let's go. Pop-up skate.
That's what I mean, bro. It's very doable. And
like,
it could be underground for a while. It could just be an underground thing.
Can
it doesn't
it
have to
DIY.
Be like, publicized.
There's still spots in the St. Carlos Park that where we could build some DIYs.
Agreed.
That one over by the Publix and Raymond C. Page and
yep.
shit. That, like,
mm-hmm.
that area back
yeah,
there.
That used to have those two concrete ledges that were pretty
yeah.
sick. I never skated them.
Yeah, we could still. We'll see if the ground's smooth, but nah, it's. I don't know. Rec center type deals, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, DIYs are sick. Like, I forget what I was watching, something on Instagram, I think, and a skater was skating a DIY of his, and I was just like, man.
Yeah, some cities have some awesome
yeah,
DIYs.
Yes,
bro.
Dude. Yes.
Yep. We got so much stuff. That new granite top is sick. That was skating so nice. Sounds nice too,
yeah.
but it was heavy. Me and Hendrix both had to carry it,
mm-hmm.
but really cool.
There's another one too. I'm tempted to grab the other one because it's in the trash.
Make
also.
It longer. If we can make it longer, let's go.
Oh, a long one would be wild.
Let's go.
It'd be really cool.
Is the other piece longer?
I think it's the same size.
The
but
same
but I was thinking about grabbing it for backup in case
but
that one does break.
Is it the same exact like bench?
I think it's not. No, the bench I found separate. So the dude next
you
door.
Found a bench?
The dude next. Yeah, it's yeah. so crazy because the dude next door got like kicked out or something. Like it moved out and just left all his shit. So there was this guy just throwing everything away. Probably the homeowner, like throwing everything away. And there's mounds of stuff. Not even trash, just stuff like furniture and things just out by the yard. And you know the kind of people like this household is. Shay comes inside. And she's like, Brian, there's treasure. Follow me. And I was like, what? And I go outside and we both walk down there and we find so many things that we've been looking for. Like me and December and her and Kyle have been wanting to soup up the backyard and like make some sort of like DIY, like pallet patio type thing just out of like old pallets and plywood and just like fix it up back there, hang some lights and maybe put some poles, like put up a canopy, something. Mm-hmm. And we found like two pallets there that were perfect, like perfect condition. So we grabbed the pallets. We found decorations that could work good for like outdoor type stuff because they had an outdoor area, I guess. And then I found that bench. We found some things for December's planting, like planters and things we grabbed. And we asked the dude as he was throwing stuff away, we're like, is it cool if we like grab some stuff? And he's like, yeah, just don't make a mess. Like, take whatever you want. And I found the bench. And at first I was like, yo, this is sick. Cause it's like not that tall and it's pretty sturdy. I could just throw some extra like 2x4s in there, a couple extra screws. It'll be safe and sound for skating. Then I found the granite top that was like almost the same size as the top of the bench. And I was like, bro, this is perfect. If you could like attach the granite to it, this is like every skater's dream. You know what I mean?
And yeah, it skates so smooth.
Yeah, a little wax and it'll be dope.
I barely had any. I probably had like that much wax left and I used it all on that thing.
Yeah, I didn't have any today. And it was sticking a little bit, but I also haven't skated consistently.
I want to skate that thing again. I want to go skate it.
It crooks like butter.
Yeah, it's very fun.
The tricks I was trying that are like straight truck weren't grinding that good. I think I need a little wax, but but anything that was like pinched, like crooked grinds and stuff,
yeah,
smooth sailing.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. Has there been any good skate videos you guys watch or something?
Yeah, Clive Dixon's part. Did you see Clive Dixon's Brian part?
Nah.
Sick, bro. Like, just seeing the potential of rail skating nowadays, dude. There's one clip where there's like some like, it looks like a baseball field or something, and there's this rail that has like, it's several rails. It's like a rail and it ends, and then a rail and it ends, and a rail and it ends. And but it's, they're all really close together. And he does one clip where he's 50-50, frontside 50-50, and he like he just lifts up barely whenever the gap's coming, and he goes on to the next rail. Lifts up, goes on to the next rail. And he does it like 3 times, and then he like pops out early and does something. And I was like, damn, that was sick. And in my brain, I was thinking it'd be cool if he went all the way, though, because it went further. And then his ender, I think it was his ender. No. It was the next trick in the video. He does 50-50, 50-50, and he just goes all the way. And then there's, it's hard to explain without, like, having the clip, but, like, it goes to an L. And then he does, from the front side 50-50, pops out to a board slide down the L rail. And I was like, what? Not to mention just, like, the size of rails he does. He does a nose blunt down this rail that's just huge. And I'm like, he's the one that nose blunted the Staples Center. And that just doesn't even seem possible.
Wow.
Like, hearing Jeff Rowley's story of 50-50ing it, and, like, that story of how, like, if you don't lock into that 50-50, you're dead. Because it's, like, if you accidentally lock into front feeble, you're dead. Because you're going down backwards, and it's, like, 20 feet tall or some shit. And maybe not 20 feet, but dude nose blunted it.
Yeah.
Frankie Villani had a great video part, too. That dude's wild. Jake Gilardi.
I watched a video with Hendrix the other day. I think it was an anti-hero video. If I'm wrong, it sucks, but I don't think it. Oh fuck. Anyways, it was called Tent City, and they went to Australia with a bunch of like tents and shit, and really like camped out and skated a bunch of fucking ditches, like full pipe, like full metal or full concrete pipes, just hella ditches and shit.
Those videos are gnarly.
Yeah, tent. They really had to move the tents in the shade because if the tent is out in the sun, it's like you're baking in there and shit. So you're really like surviving, and then just to skate some gnarly ass ditch or some cool ass concrete skate park. Yeah, wow. Yeah. You can get some shit around here with that. So possible.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Some big ass concrete bowls around here. Get the fucking. Let's go. Let's do it. Some big concrete bowls.
How do you guys feel about like skating like that and like Thrasher, a lot of Thrasher videos, and like Anti-Hero is a good example too of companies that are just like 100% skating, like 100% just like don't give a fuck, just go for broke, like skate or die type mentality. But there's this new approach to skating in the last like decade that's like, you know, now that it's in the Olympics, there's this whole like training aspect. I saw Aurelien Giraud. You should watch it if you haven't. I already told him about it. Aurelien Giraud just had a video. It was like a little 20-minute documentary and about his come up, because I've never heard of that dude. And it was a whole video. I guess he won Tampa Am. I didn't even know that, but like he traveled from France and won Tampa Am. And it tells the story like the skate park he grew up skating and just like the gnarliest park in France, and that's how he got so good, is he just skated there like every day and whatever. But in that video he says he talks about skating and about it being in the Olympics and stuff, and the I think the question he was answering was something along the lines of like how has it felt like training for the Olympics, like training to be like in one of the biggest skate contests on the planet. And he was like, I love skating with my friends, and it's kind of hard to just like go to the park and just train by myself, but like it's what I have to do right now. And it got me thinking, like we were talking about the other day about like the training aspect of skating and how like I've always like used the driveway as just like, you know, I put up the bench or rail or whatever, or flat ground, whatever. Like, I pick my thing, and I'll just, like, rifle off tricks and do them, like, three in a row. I'll try to do, like, 3 5-0s, and then that's how I know, like, 5-0's done. 3 nose grinds. Nose grind's done. But, like, that's not a very, like, gnarly approach to skating. That's not very, like, skate or die, you know what I mean? That's more, like, regimented, like, soccer or fucking basketball or something. Like, what skateboarding isn't. So there's this weird, like, juxtaposition of, like, order in chaos, you know what I mean? Like, skating is chaos, skating is gnarly and whatever, but then there's like this new order to it with the Olympics and training. And like, imagining not skating with your friends because you're training on like the 9 stair at your park, because like there's a 9 stair in the upcoming contest and you need to learn how to like get a kickflip back lip 10 times in a row so that you can do it in your run or something like that, you know? Yeah. Like, it's a whole new mentality, and I could see like a lot of skaters, even a lot of skaters around here, see it as like lame, and they hate like companies like Nike being in skating and shit just because of how like mainstream it makes it and like lame and like brings it more to that order side of chaos.
I don't know why they're so worried about that though, because we're not even at that stage down here.
No, yeah, and like,
at least where we're at,
the way I see it, is like,
I wish we had those parks, man. I wish we could fucking train like that. And I wish like, and you can still street skate, there's still people out there street skating and shit, and then they're gonna go travel to other cities and street skate still, but we need some fucking like parks like that, some training ground parks, some sick ass 7 stairs. Okay. Like,
because you got to think, like, no one wants to fucking break the rail, break their ankle on like a stair or whatever. And like, the best way to do that is to be 100% confident in your trick, 100% confident that you're gonna land on the board when you do a tray flip or whatever. So like, the best way to do that is just like any other sport where you try to shoot a 3-pointer for 3 hours of your day. Like, try to shoot 3-pointers over and over and over and over. So if you try to tray flip down a 12 stair over and over and over and over and land it as many times in the session as you can, when you go to the street spot, you're not going to break your ankle because you're going to be confident that you're not going to bail it away and you're going to land right on that board, the board, you know?
It's coming down here to Southwest Florida for sure. I know I can't, like, I just don't see myself moving away anytime soon just to be doing what I'm doing already. I could rather just stay here and try to, like, you know, make something of it.
Yeah, because it doesn't work everywhere. There's lots of cities where, like, the vision we have and, like, it doesn't work in some cities. It just will not, just because there's not the population or whatever. But around here, it's definitely
it's different.
So can, for sure, dude.
Because you see so many new things coming up. Like, Dave and Buster's used to be a thing. You have to travel to, like, Miami or whatever city down there to go to. Now there's a Dave and Buster's here. And, like, Popstroke, or didn't they open something like that?
Top Golf,
dude, yeah.
And Popstroke. That's a thing.
Yeah, Popstroke.
Yep.
Naples Zoo. There's a big-ass zoo you can go to in Southwest Florida.
Yeah, Cape Coral is actually like the number one growing city in this area in Southwest Florida.
They should build another skate
park. I was just about to say, yeah, they could use another one.
I know, dude. It's like, everyone who does do it, don't do it right.
I know. We need
don't discuss with anybody. Yeah. It's like.
And prefab ramps are okay, but like, they're not the
ideal. Best.
Yeah, they're not ideal. Concrete plaza style, like, skate
a morning
park.
Session on those ramps, forget about it, dude.
Oh, I know,
the
dude.
Dew, there's a layer of dew on them.
Yeah, and it's Florida, so any 90 degree day, like, you've still got a scar on your arm from fucking
to this day. Yeah,
sizzled your arm.
Yeah.
Sizzled my arm.
Yeah, we need more bowls, dude. We need more concrete bowls and fucking stair sets,
right?
And ledges and hubbas. There's like no hubbas, you think about that? There's no like skate parks with like decent stair sets and hubbas and handrails.
That's what sucks too, is like, low key, like, I don't want to throw shade on anybody because everybody's just doing their best, but like, when I first heard about, you know, the ends, like an indoor skate park, I was like, let's go.
I know,
bro.
I was like, what?
Like, and I thought it was gonna be like barracks type thing.
Yeah,
I was like, it's just a little tight for all the people that are trying to enjoy it. It's cool though. But
it's good. I can understand why they don't have it be like a public access type like skate park. Like they have such limited hours because you really couldn't. You know, anytime there is a session, like the couple times I've been there after like skate churches and stuff, there's not space really. You know what I mean? There's not like taking turns in that park's really hard.
It is
and dangerous. It's like low key scary to like drop in sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Because it's slippery and congested.
We definitely need those in our community, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's good for the kids. Yeah. Like, the people who do get to skate there often, I'm sure that's, like, perfect for them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we had something like that, perfect. Because it's just, like, our crew, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. There's been some gnarly footage that came out of that park. But, yeah, it's definitely more, like, kind of privatized. Like, if you don't go there all the time or consistently, like, the people that go there, then... probably like I don't know, it's still a drive for us, man. That's North Fort Myers.
Yeah, that's very
it's fucking
far.
All these parks. I want something convenient for us as well. Yeah, not just for like
even
them,
Brotherhood,
you know?
Is kind of a drive nowadays, not so much, but when we were kids, like, forget about it, going to Brotherhood was like an occasion.
Yeah, that was probably the best location for their skate park though, and I hope another one builds like literally in front of that volleyball court.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So they can egg that volleyball court whenever they want, just throw eggs
at yeah
the
dude
skate park.
Why would they do that?
Fucking retarded.
I can't imagine why they would do that. Maybe worst like idea. They needed it renovated and like some like official told them that the ramps kind of like B3, how they told them like the ramps needed redone and it
a
was
skate park
cost
is
X
at least
amount.
Gonna make you some money. Yeah. Volleyball court ain't gonna make you nine.
Beach for real. How many people want a beach volleyball court not on the beach? We have beaches.
Fucking,
10-minute drive.
In fucking Dunbar or some shit. Isn't
bro, nobody's doing? Playing that in the heart of downtown.
Bro, a Gateway skate park would be pretty cool too. They just opened that new Gateway High School. See that?
Really?
Yeah, they opened Gateway High School.
Wow.
Saw someone comment, they're like, you motherfuckers had me go to Gateway at Charter-ass High School, and now
oh,
you're going to open this shit.
That. I didn't know that. I
wow,
that,
that's
I
sick.
That
yeah, if they can get one there, Estero, Bonita, like all these cities. Fort Myers.
Carl Drew's would be sick, too, because they already have after-school programs, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so much residential. We could, like, so many kids could just walk to, like, Carl Drew's.
And hang there. I mean, if
that would have to be like a little skate park.
Even
type.
If they built like a roller skating rink, like it was a hockey rink again, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Just without the walls and the gates.
I
just
wish
make
we
it
could...
like a smooth surface.
Yeah, yeah. I wish we could introduce to the city the idea of like, and it'd be so hard, but like making places that are okay for kids to go and skate. Like have like benches, like the butter bench that we have. Like have something like that where it's perfectly skatable. Don't even really need that much wax. Like, it's just skatable as is.
Yeah.
Have it. Like, if there was somewhere like Carl Drew's and they just had a line of, like, six of those benches, or, like, San Carlos Elementary had a line of, like, six of those benches, that's something for the kids to skate. It's not a skate park, and it's not ideal, but at the end of the day, like, someone could walk down the road and learn how to tailside kickflip out on one of those like, benches. You know what I mean?
It's weird. Some of the playgrounds, like, or at least I saw a playground today in La Belle, it looks like they have, like, in their playground for kids, it looks like there's like a skatable rail just in the mulch. And it's like, yo, if you just took that out, put it on a concrete.
San Carlos Elementary had that. You remember when they had that little...
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. Make like a little manual pad, you know? It'd be cool. Like a little manual pad, something that's like easy for beginners, like a little ledge and then a flat bar. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's it. You don't even need a stair set on school grounds as long as like really good flat ground. That's really anyone needs.
Mm-hmm.
Put the stair sets in like this. Obviously, the skate parks that would be built up.
Yeah.
I want something like Naples, old Naples, where they had that 10 stair. I want a big
dude.
Ass set. Just want to see some gnarly shit going on.
Yeah, there's really nothing like that at any skate park around here. Lehigh doesn't have anything gnarly. The one handrail and hubbas they have are ass because those prefab ramps just are not ideal for setup.
Even Naples, all it is just a 3-block. Like, that's, like, the biggest drop they have at Naples to skate. And it's like, yo, come on.
Yeah, we've been, like, jumping down quarter pipes our whole childhood to get some gap, like, potential.
I'm trying to hit, like, a 10-stair, 9-stair or something. I want to fakey frontside flip down a big-ass stair, so I don't want to go down no, like, fucking 3-block.
Yeah.
2-block. Something like that. I don't know. I want to be, like, Chris Jocelyn or some heavy-hitting fucking... Jake Alari or some shit.
And dude, it makes me wonder if like the Olympics is gonna have any sort of like impact on city decisions in like regards to that topic. Because we could make that point to where like, hey, I want to be an Olympic athlete and I have nowhere to train. I'm a like U.S. you know, I live in Southwest Florida, and I'm a U.S. citizen, and I'm trying to be in the fucking United States Olympics athlete in 4 years, and I want to learn how to do these things that these guys are doing. And they have skate parks where they have 10 stairs where they can learn how to, like, frontside lip slide down a 10-stair handrail. If I'm going to learn, I'm going to go to Harborside because that's the only, like, big-ass rail that I could learn how to be comfortable on rails. You want me to skate Harborside and, like, damage your shit and potentially break my arm because it's not, like, perfect for skating? Or do you want to just build a skate park so that we can train?
For real. Downtown Fort Myers, build a skate park. They'd have to put that Harborside 9-stair.
That would be that dope, rail in bro. The skate park. If they, like, replicated certain, like, famous... Like, bro,
the
imagine...
The jail ledge or something. The jail concrete ledge.
Yeah. Replicate famous skate
the
spots.
The courthouse 6-stair.
the Centennial Gap Rail.
Yeah, the Centennial
over the rail.
Gap Rail. It'd just be a bunch of gnarly shit. But hopefully under the bridge, Centennial Park coming soon.
Speaking like it into existence.
Bradenton replica, hopefully.
City of Palm Skate Park, aka what was that one guy's name? Matt something.
Matt Woods.
Matt Woods Skate Park.
Yeah, that's R.I.P. it. In honor of Matt Woods, yeah, that'd be sick. Very motivational. What he did.
What's up, Danny?
You guys want to wrap this up?
Yeah, we can wrap it up. How long have we been going? 20 minutes?
Yep, over 20 minutes. 23.
Cool.
You got anything else you want to touch on, Kyle, before we wrap it up? Anything skating with snacks related?
Not really. Just look forward to the flyer. Look forward to the event. Go Skate Day if you're around Lehigh, or if you want to pull up. If you live in Immokalee or just anywhere around, and you want to join the community. We already got a bunch of people involved. We already got the community like involved. Once the flyer comes out, it's just that's it. That's the attraction right there. It's gonna be sick.
Hell yeah!
You read about it
and
in the flyer.
That's June 21st, right?
June 21st. We're doing it at noon.
It's on a Monday, so you know, and it's during the summer, so. Kids will be out of school and stuff, so hopefully we'll just start setting up early, like in the afternoon, right in the afternoon or something like that. We'll just drag it out all day. I can skate all
yes,
day.
Yes, sir. Play some. I'm going to train hard so that I can be like physically ready for that, because I want to do the same. I just want to skate all day and just listen to music, eat burgers, have fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm retracting my statement about me wanting to grow, because I'm wanting to skate all day.
Yeah.
I was even thinking, because I was like, bro, I could like...
What we should do... is just buy a bunch of pizzas from Little Caesars. They're only $5 a pop.
What?
So if we cop like 20 pizzas.
That's what Ride Nature does.
Yeah, see, that would be efficient, but I like the idea of like grilling up something. You know what I mean? I could help. We could go take shifts. I'm sure Jake would help. Like, I'm sure all of us, we could just like.
We gotta really spread the word. Get Will Davis back.
Yeah, we gotta get Will. Where you at, Will? We need levels, Gabe.
Logan?
We need the level burgers.
What happened to Logan? Logan. Miss Logan.
Oh,
hit us up, Logan.
We'll get him
hit
back.
Hit us up, Logan. Hit us up, Will.
And check out the website, too, because the website for Skating with Snacks is up. There's a little donation tab if you want to donate some money or skateboards. Because, like I said, we really want to, like, give away these complete boards to kids that don't have them. And skateboards are hella expensive. So if you're a parent and your kid is really wanting to get into skating and, like, you're looking at these pro boards, don't get them the Walmart alternative because that is not safe. We're just talking about safe training and not hurting yourself and, like, having a shitty-ass little... plastic board is not ideal. So if you want $200 skateboard for free, these are ones we've skated, tested by us. Shed grip.
Yeah, the event's gonna be nice. Yeah, we're gonna be giving away boards, and then also there's gonna be a stiff board giveaway. They're doing a full complete. They'll buy a full stiff board complete.
Dude,
best trick contest type deal. So that'd be sick.
Go and get it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Yeah, check out skatingwithsnacks.org for sure. We'll donate your unused skate parts, and we'll clean them up, and we'll. Well, we'll even shout you out. We'll put them out there. We'll tell them, you know, who our donators are, and we'll make sure to mention you. We'll be asking parents and stuff for permission to be giving out skateboards because it is a liability. We got to make sure their parents know that their kids are getting skateboards and stuff. So definitely got to have, you know, some sort of compromisation.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's going to be nice. Look out for that.
Yup, and I was thinking about painting grips. Like I had the because I want to give away some grips to kids too. If anyone just wants some, just give away some. I thought about like painting them, like just having cards where kids write what their favorite like character is, and then I'll like paint it for them right there.
Yes.
But I want to be skating too. I don't want to be working the whole time I'm there. So I might just bring some pre-painted, and I'll give some out. But
yeah, we might need a permit to sell stuff on the skate park. But my mom suggested just to give your business cards out or something.
Yeah, yeah. I want to just give shit away. I just want it to be a good time.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to buy from me, you can always go to ProfessorShred.com, like always. But
we've been giving out cards and stuff.
But we ain't doing this for the monetary gain. We just want to build community.
Yeah, no money will even be...
No, there won't be any transactions.
No money will be... I'm trying to do this out of love.
And where can they find us at, Danny?
You can find us at City of Palms Podcast on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere you listen to podcasts. New episodes every Monday. Subscribe to our YouTube, because this is episode 91. We're 9 episodes away, and we're further than 9 subscribers away. So we gotta get. So y'all better subscribe. If you're watching this right now, hit the subscribe button if you're not already.
And if you're listening to it, consider going to YouTube, because I know I don't really like listening to podcasts on YouTube, but we do film this shit. So if you want to see our faces while we talk and the table and all these decorations, go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an upload.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, this has been episode 91. Thanks for coming, Biscuit. It's been so much fun.
Thanks for having me.
I could talk about skating all day, every day.
Same. Of course. I wish I was out there skating right now. Let's actually go skate.
Let's go. Hit him with the outro, Soren.